Henceforth, the election will be known as the Big Lie. This from President Trump. Meanwhile, Florida is finally free of all COVID restrictions. Thank you, DeSantis. Thank you, God. Also, we have other things that are going on, like massive death of animal life in Miami that is mysterious, which brings to mind the strategic weakness and vulnerability of Florida's aquifer system to bad actors that may want to harm Republicans. We've already seen that attempted where people tried to hack into water treatment facilities and poison people with lye in Florida. We've got to be very careful about that. I know I've got some roosters in the background here. And we have a couple of other things to discuss as well, including even Bank of America warning of hyperinflation. We also have audit checks that are going on in New Hampshire, which seem to be getting railroaded by corruption, and it's pissing off the local town residents as well. They're protesting it. All of this and more coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News. For those who are watching, I don't even have my video camera set up right now. I'm in the middle of a move, so I'm not showing my face or anything right now. I'm just going to go through this with audio. All of my stuff is in boxes. We're getting out of one rental, moving toward another because we financed a couple of acres of land because, frankly, I want to be ready for food independence with whatever is coming next. Communist takeovers usually come with food shortages because that's one of the reasons, one of the ways that they maintain control, frankly, even if there was an abundance before. They'll make shortages happen. And another way is historically how they kill off their opposition. Tens of millions. I mean, in fact, 100 million people have died in just the last century alone from communist takeovers, largely through starvation. Now, here we go, jumping into the news after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. See you on the other side.
Late nights digging up the dirty secrets of the deep state. That's our family time these days. And you never know what to look at my skin. No bags, less wrinkles. The secret? The new revolutionary C60 infused facial cream, Time Stop. It's the world's most powerful, long-lasting, time-stopping beauty cream on the market today. Time Stop infuses your skin with nutrients that revitalize and hydrate without causing redness or irritation. It smooths wrinkles, softens skin, and improves elasticity, turning back time to make you feel great about looking in the mirror. Plus, it deep cleans and destroys acne to improve your complexion. The deep state has its secrets. I have mine. Try Time Stop today at redpillliving.com/timestop. Time Stop is made in small batches to ensure the highest possible quality, which makes supplies very limited. Visit redpillliving.com/timestop and turn back the clock starting now. Your secret is safe with me.
NemosNewsNetwork.com, breaking the cycle of fake news.
So we're finally free. We have DeSantis suspending all Florida COVID restrictions. Private companies can do whatever they want, but local political leaders, local mayors and city councils will have their orders suspended if they've had any sort of an emergency enactment, which forces businesses to do so. Now, on the other hand, I don't think that it goes into effect until June 1st, but hey, that's not too far off, and this is incredible news. Also, I want to mention briefly that in New Hampshire, in Windham, I think that's how you pronounce it. My friend actually was in local government two counties over, I think. But New Hampshire board actually walked out of a town meeting after people were there protesting, essentially, and shouting them down over their treatment of the audit. They feel as though it's been corrupted and railroaded by this board. Now, they didn't have enough seating for everybody, so they kind of followed protocol, frankly, and they went over to the school, which was a larger building. And then people came there and stood with their backs to them and protested them. So it's really upsetting the local population. It's upsetting the country, but the locals are representing that, I should say. They are the symbol of the country's anger right now about how this is going down. Now, continuing on from there, we also have Bank of America warning of something called transitory hyperinflation. And I'm going to break that down for you as a little bit of an armchair economist. I have studied economics, I've studied history, and I've also studied the difference between like the rigged Keynesian economic system of money printing and living off of debt and you know, government power and control over everything and putting their fingers on every single string out there and trying to play the markets and control it top down. That doesn't work. Versus the Austrian free market economy, which is really just capitalism, free market, and freedom, and how that works as a social science. Now, I don't pretend to be an expert, but I can tell you from a study of history that there's no frickin' such thing as a transitory or temporary hyperinflation. Now, it might be transitory from the dollar dying, and then we go to something else. Meanwhile, the government is launching multiple digital dollar pilot programs to get us hooked onto the digital dollar. They want people to spend digitally so that they can track, control, and turn off everything. And that will be the ultimate control system. Cash has, to a degree, maintained some level of freedom in society, and that's going to disappear. And, you know, all of the shenanigans with which they have... Hey, Athena, go back to the other room, baby. I'll be there in a minute. We'll play some toys, okay? Thank you. Baba's doing video. Where was I? All of the shenanigans that they play using control of the dollar and money printing and setting the interest rates for banks, using the Federal Reserve, the central bank, and the fractional reserve money printing system. These are important concepts to learn about. There's great videos and documentaries out there to learn about them. I originally watched one of the Zeitgeist films about the Fed and the way that they control money. But anyway, all of those tricks will be supercharged and there will be no escape from them in the future. So you'll get the usual kind of inflationary boom-bust cycle stuff that allows the government to essentially fleece and steal from people with a hidden tax. And it's a big hidden tax, and that's what inflation really is. Now, hyperinflation is when all of that doesn't work anymore and they just start turning the printers on at full speed. As you can see, if you're watching this, according to this chart here, this is mentions of inflation. This is, you know, people talking about it, essentially. So there are a lot of concerns going around because the dollar printing and the currency supply, like the maximum supply of dollars in the world, those charts look pretty darn similar to this. So, you know, they came first, and now this is coming after. People are already starting to say, I think even Buffett is starting to say, Warren Buffett is starting to say, costs are going up, costs are going up. And, you know, companies are going to have no choice but to push this on to their customers. You hear my little one-year-old Sebastian in the background. They don't have that many things to play with. We've packed up the baby kitchen set. We've packed up most of the toys. They don't have a lot of stuff right now. We're in transitory moving right now, but look, folks, usually hyperinflation destroys currencies and therefore governments. Societies survive. Societies survive somehow. When it happened to Rome, the military took over and you had sort of a military dictatorship for a couple generations. And that's the biggest comparison I can think of to what would happen to the United States. Culture will survive and we'll find a way to struggle on, but it's going to get hard for a while. Because governments get incredibly grabby, incredibly rapey, incredibly abusive, and incredibly corrupt. And they don't try to hide it that well during these periods. Now, they do have unparalleled and unprecedented control of the media, entertainment, everything else. But we've kind of, over the last couple of years, thanks to the Great Awakening, we've broken the trust. And they can't get that back, no matter what they do. So now they have to go from the carrot to the stick. And I don't think the stick method is going to work too long with America or Americans. So they're going to be abusive. They're going to be corrupt. They're going to be tyrannical. And we'll get to see them for exactly what they are. Anyway, so inflation is coming. It's already here. Copper prices are soaring, which is a sort of an indicator. But, you know, also building materials in general are soaring because there's a lot of demand right now. Lumber and concrete, that kind of thing. I looked into what it would cost to build, you know, sort of a DIY home, and it might be the only way I could afford to do it on a censored media budget is to do it myself with the raw materials. But even the raw materials have gone up multiples, you know, Inflation's here, folks, and if you're not ready for it, you're going to get hurt. And if your savings is not going up as fast as your costs of living are going up, then you have a deadline. You have a cliff that's coming up to hit you. And I'm not trying to terrify you. There are ways to avoid this. One of them is, in my opinion, silver, physical silver and gold. If you're a wealthier person, you don't want to be hauling around big bars of silver that could be, you know, fake in the middle anyway. You want to maybe get a couple of tiny gold coins from a trusted source, because gold or silver both will protect you from inflation. Or in a hyperinflation scenario, you'll be the only one left with any money that's worth anything. And you'll be able to buy stuff at a huge discount compared to what you paid for that gold. I mean, the gold will buy a lot more each and every month, probably, because it varies a little bit. But probably every month that the gold and silver will buy you more now, because we're heading into this pretty strongly, versus the dollar, which will probably buy you a little bit less each month. So moving on, I don't want to spend too long on this topic. Thousands of koi and other animals like raccoon, birds, plants, different animals and wildlife. It's affecting almost everything. Thousands of animals are turning up dead in Miami. Now, there's only a couple of solutions here, I think, that would be able to affect so many at once. One of them is a poisoned water supply. If something's wrong in the aquifer, radiation, poison, intentional terrorist poisoning, you know, which I wouldn't be surprised if the left tries to poison our water supply and then cut off our food supply in Florida and just wall us in at this point, because they hate us and they want us dead. It seems to be, lately, their entire focus has been on destroying their opposition, punishing their opposition. As Kamala Harris said, we would feel the wrath of a nation if they ever took power back, and certainly we will. So continuing from there, certainly, you know, be concerned if you live in Miami. Don't drink water from a local source for a while. Maybe don't breathe the steam. If you're doing showers, keep them a little cooler. Don't get a really steamy shower and breathe it, whatever that is, and follow this with close interest, because your water supply is really important. I have two water filters. I have a big Berkey, kind of the bigger kind, for family and dogs and plants or whatever, if I need just some emergency water that's filtered. And you can get a fluoride filter for them, the white kind, but I just have the black kind because I'm on a well. I don't think I need the fluoride filter. And you can get an AquaTrue, I think it's, or AquaPure. I think it's an AquaPure. I'll have to go check in the kitchen, but it's a pretty good filter that comes with a three-stage reverse osmosis system that will get just about everything out of your water. So, you know, for your drinking water, at least either of those systems would protect you. It won't protect you from steam in the shower. It won't protect you from if there's something in there that's just going right into your skin. Sometimes that happens when you put stuff on your skin, you put stuff in your skin. Anyway, so I wanted to warn people. Now, also, we have a former Oregon Democrat House Majority Speaker arrested for human sex trafficking. His name was Dave Hunt, or is Dave Hunt. He was caught by a Portland police undercover sex traffic sting operation that, ironically, he voted for. Continuing from there, and by the way, that's, you know, I'm not going to go too much more into it, because there's a trend among the elite, especially among the left, of pedophilia in positions of power, and they just keep getting caught, hundreds of them. Now, Mitt Romney has also been booed, talking about shameful politicians here. He's been booed in Utah at a GOP convention, barely escaped censure, but the whole crowd just started to boo him repeatedly, calling him a communist and a traitor. And then he actually said to the crowd, "Aren't you embarrassed?" What a lack of ability to read the room. I mean, you're the one who should be embarrassed. I mean, the entire country hates you because you're like a Benedict Arnold. You're like a Judas. How much silver did you get, bro? How many pieces of silver did you get? I'm a big fan of silver because it's inflation proof and gold, but I'm not a big fan of betrayal. And that's exactly what Mitt Romney is. He's a traitor. He really is. to the Republican Party and to the country. Now, speaking of betrayers to the Republican Party, Tucker Carlson still himself, I consider him to be a betrayer to the party as well, because A, he worked for Fox News, and B, where was he around election fraud? He dropped it quickly. But at the very least, he is still doing some work in other areas, and he gets a lot of people awake, only about half as much as he did before, because he lost half of his audience betraying Trump, as did Fox in general. But he did come out with an interesting snippet, and that is that GOP House leader Kevin McCarthy, and if I go run for the House and win somehow, if I actually manage to win in Congress, if I run, and I'm looking at it, talking to some very interesting and infamous campaign managers known for dirty tricks about winning, if you know what I mean, and it's looking interesting. But if I were to win, this guy would essentially be the head of my group, right? He'd be the head of the House party. And he is renting a room from a essentially far-left radical lobbyist. He's not really registered as a lobbyist, but he's basically a lobbyist named Frank Luntz. Wow. I mean, Frank Luntz, huh? So of all the people, why would he be renting a room to Kevin McCarthy? Why would they be friends? I mean, Tucker broke it all down. In fact, Luntz is a pretty shady and terrible person based on his past actions and advice. Why would he be advising a Republican at all? He's the opposite of Republican values. And why is Kevin McCarthy, Leader McCarthy, renting from him? Or is he renting? Is he even paying? Supposedly he's paying fair market price, but that'd be interesting to see if he wasn't, because that would probably be illegal and a violation of his House ethics rules. Now, continuing from there, I also want to mention CIA recruitment ad went really heavy overdose on the woke talking points. I mean, cisgender woman of color, railing against the patriarchy, diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. Is it just me or do millennials love to have diagnoses for things? I've been beaten up. I have been ran over. I have dozens of scars. I have had skin torn off. I have gotten plenty of health issues, and I have PTSD. I've got spinal problems. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm bragging, right? This is all the stuff that I've been through in my life. It's told my story, and I can still walk. So I'm really happy about that, because I shouldn't be able to walk, and I'm very grateful. But I don't go around talking about, like, my diagnoses, you know? I feel like that's just something that's more private. Like, if I've got some scars, I'll tell you about that all day long. But I don't go around talking about, like, a personal health. I mean, I don't have a lot of personal health issues other than my injuries, because I don't trust doctors for the most part, and I stay away from, big pharma drugs, and I just stick to natural stuff, like what we sell at redpillliving.com. Remember, I started redpillliving.com because the audience said, hey, YouTube banned you and took all your income. Why not sell the vitamins that you're already teaching us about for free that you love, that you're already taking? And we did. We sourced quality, organic if possible, but we don't look at the stuff that's synthetic either way. So we're getting food source, organic, often natural products, high value, high impact. You know, I can't make claims because they'll kick in my door at some point. I mean, they're trying to put the family that sold MMS in prison for life just for selling a product that's safe, because they don't like it. They call it bleach. And I don't talk about it because I don't want to get in trouble. But it doesn't harm people. I've never seen anyone that was harmed by it. In fact, it's less damaging internally than hydrogen peroxide, which you can actually drink. You don't want to drink the regular stuff. You have to get the food-grade hydrogen peroxide. But that is rough to drink. I'm telling you, you don't want to drink it. You have to cut it. But you have to, you know, it's really rough on your stomach. It's an oxidizer, and it's scrubbing your insides out, and it's really bad for things like yeast and candida, which everyone has because we're all eating sugar all the time and we're not balanced well. We're not getting our borax and boron and all that stuff to help fight the candida. But, something like MMS has often been used to sort of tear down the slime wall of the candida yeast, which is what protects it from most things. It builds up a slime wall in your stomach, and then it starts to send entrails through your intestines and through your organs to eat you slowly. That's what candida does. And eventually it can lead to things like leaky gut, and I'm going a little bit long on the topic, but essentially, you know, there aren't a lot of great options out there, and MMS was one of them for that topic of yeast and candida, in my opinion. And now that source is being criminalized, demonized, people that sell it arrested. That's why I never sold it. They warned me. They said they'd give me the company, but they warned me that they'd probably arrest me for it later. Beyond that, you know, this ad from the CIA just proves that they've already essentially taken over the CIA in terms of thought with the far left radicals. And that's not a surprise. The CIA has been weaponized against the right now anyway. Here's another quote. "I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box-checking exercise." And here's another one. "I used to struggle with imposter syndrome, but at 36, I refused to internalize misguided patriarchal ideas of what a woman can or should be." Wow. So anyway, this is your current CIA recruitment candidate. A probably mentally ill millennial who is so brainwashed and brain damaged by current education that, you know, they are beyond hope in terms of rational thinking. They're the kind of person that will probably hate when told to hate, and torture when told to torture, because they don't like the person's thoughts. They had wrong think, right? And that's exactly maybe what the CIA wants. Maybe they want dehumanized, low empathy people that will hate their opponents. I guess if I were a evil criminal intelligence outfit, that's probably who I'd be looking for. Seems like something out of a Austin Powers movie with Dr. Evil and his naked cat. So continuing from there, I also want to remind people that on the same day, the Justice or Just Us Department wanted help hunting down a grandma for peacefully walking through the U.S. Capitol. They announced that they would seal the records of over 200 BLM and Antifa terrorist criminals who were arrested for rioting and breaching curfew during riots, which means they were out in the streets with all the people shooting guns and burning things down, which means they were rioting. This is the double standard, folks. They hate us. They want to come after us, and they are hiring just the people to do it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope you found it to be of value. Remember, all is not lost, as President Trump said. It will henceforth be known as the big lie when we refer to the 2020 presidential elections. And folks, everyone knows it, and society is not going to stand by as all this happens. So for every force, there is an equal or opposite reaction, and I think that's what we're seeing right now. The Patriot Great Awakening is happening worldwide in opposition to this sort of last stand, if you will, of the deep state. I think that we are at that point. Now, they could still win, but right now, things are looking really good culturally, and things are looking really good from a state politics perspective. And we really have to go back to the local county and state level politics now more than ever and take back power. Every one of you should be involved at your local level. Every one of you should, you know, support independent media if you're able to do so without it being a burden. But not everything costs money. You know, you can share videos, you can go out and knock on doors, volunteer for campaigns, you know, put your strengths to use. Monitor your weaknesses. We all have them. You know, don't embarrass the cause, so to speak, by taking bad interviews or saying wrong things or stuff you haven't verified. But, you know, do your due diligence and help the cause, because now we need you more than ever. And there won't be much left soon if we don't move now. And that includes all of us. So we stand together or we fall apart. Now, if you can support us, one of the ways to do so is to go to nemosnewsnetwork.com/news and join our newsletter. You can go to nemosnewsnetwork.com/donate, and donate $5, $10, $17 a month would be great. I mean, especially now, since we're going to try to build a house at some point. I don't ask for a lot other than enough food and water and stuff to feed my family and pay rent, generally, because they've already taken so much from us. I'm just grateful to have that. with all the banning and the censorship. But it would be nice, I won't lie, to build a house. We'll see. I mean, things are going up so fast because of inflation that it's probably not even on the table anymore. But certainly, we need your support. We're 100% listener funded and financed. Another option is to shop with our Patriot sponsors, another way of listener supporting. You can do that at nemosnewsnetwork.com/sponsors. And we'll see you guys on the next one. Dustin Nemos, out.